time to get organized in your life. You may have heard that before or told yourself the very same thing, but where to start? Welcome to Let's Get Organized with Meryl Starr. Join us today as we focus on a part of your physical or emotional space that could use some help decluttering. Now, here's Meryl Starr.
Good morning, everyone. Oh, what a glorious, glorious day it is. Wednesday, July 31st, 2013. Oh, I am so excited about today's show. It's about flowers, flower essences, and mind clutter. So, you know, I started out on my description saying flowers. Everyone loves flowers. They're pretty. They smell nice. They're great to give and receive. But did you know that flowers have special properties that can actually help you with your emotional issues? We all struggle with stress, depression, and anxiety from time to time. Flower essences help to correct emotional imbalances where negative emotions are replaced with positive ones. I'm so glad that you're joining the conversation today. I will be talking to Patricia Kaminsky. I'm so, so excited, from the Flower Essence Society. She first discovered the remarkable effectiveness of the English flower remedies while helping children with learning disabilities. She has studied widely in the field of teaching, healing, and plant science. So stay tuned to hear more about Patricia's work and these wonderful, wonderful gifts of nature. So glad that you're here, really. But you know me, I've got to start off every show talking a little clutter. And today, we're going to talk a little bit about mind clutter. Because clutter really just doesn't take up space in your home. It's in your closets. It's in your cabinets. It's on top of your desk. Clutter can also be inside your mind. And that's when I ask you, what is mind clutter? It is anything that you keep thinking about, worrying about, and obsessing over. Just as that pile of papers you've been ignoring is disorganized and unfiled, so are your thoughts, questions, and anxieties. And those are the ones that you have yet to recognize or resolve. When we don't really feel good about ourselves and we lack the confidence to face our fears and problems, we let issues build up inside until they overwhelm us. We get angry, we feel guilty, we start to deceive ourselves and others because the truth of what we're feeling and thinking is buried all under all kinds of mental and emotional debris. So if this is ringing true to any of you, it is time to start sorting through all that junk and clutter that's been keeping your thoughts and actions from being clear and free. So I am very excited, and I was going to talk a little bit more about mind clutter. I see that Patricia is here, so I'm going to welcome her right now. Let's see. Hello, Patricia. Good morning.
Good morning, Meryl.
How are you?
Well, it is indeed a good morning here. The sun is shining in California. It's just a little after 7 a.m.
Glorious. Well, it's a beautiful morning here on the East Coast with the wonderful sunshine as well.
Good.
I have to tell you, I have been looking forward to this interview for months and months and months. So thank you so much for being here.
Well, I look forward to it as well, Meryl, and thank you for tracking me down. I've been pretty busy.
Mm-hmm.
My work spans the globe. Flower essence therapy is just so important to
Uh-oh.
So many people.
I tell you, I know exactly what you're talking about, because actually I have been working with the essences for over 18 years. And with clients, with myself, and with my family. And before we get into, because I really want to hear about you and how you started with FES, but when my son was about 5 years old, he's 23, we moved into a new home, and he was in a new bedroom. And one morning, I wake up and I see that he took all of his shoes out of the closet, and he lined them up against the wall in the bedroom, and he crossed the laces, and perfectly crossed the laces. And I looked at that, and I said, I think we have a little problem here. And immediately I said, you know what? He needs a little crab apple. Mm-hmm. Well, mm-hmm. I did give him some crab apple. And since then, his room has been a disaster. Clothes all over the place, books. He's a normal. He became a normal teenager. I mean, now he's 23. But it worked like just like really magic. It was wonderful. And I've been using them ever since. And they're just, they're absolutely magical to me, really.
Well, they are. And, of course, crabapple is one of the ones we use for people who have an extraordinary sense of needing to be clean to the mm-hmm. point, or hygienic, or in mm-hmm. perfect order. And, of course, we're never perfect. And what
right.
what crabapple does is let go a little bit of that need to have such incredible perfection that it would take the joy of life away.
Yes.
So that's the perfect remedy.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. It was really great. But I know that you have a love for, you know, your love for plants and animals really began when, you know, in childhood. And
yes.
I'd love you just to share, you know, some of that. Go through, you know, University of Nebraska and all the things that you've done till now. If you could share that a little bit with us.
Okay, well, I'll just give you a capsule. Otherwise, I might be talking a little bit too long. But anyway,
right, okay.
Yes, I grew up on a 1,000-acre farm in central Nebraska
mm-hmm.
and loved to ride horses.
Mm.
We had, you know, kind of a little bit of everything on the farm. And so, yeah, I really enjoyed working with animals. I was active in what is called 4-H, which means hearts, hands, everything gets involved in working with animals. And so that was a real love of mine. I had an aunt and a grandmother and family members that always loved to go out and collect herbs and do things that were hands-on.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but then I went to the University of Nebraska and helped form the first women's counseling center there and women's
mm-hmm.
resource center. This was in 1970, not something happening at that point
right.
in Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
And became real aware that one of the things that the dignity of the feminine brings is the validity of the interior part of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
That feelings count and that they're
yes.
real. And
mm-hmm.
so for me, the whole women's movement is not only about outer rights, of course that's important, but it's also about validating the interior part of the soul, which really isn't so, hasn't been in our modern culture so important. And so that became a real recognition in me. And, you know, we helped found a women's counseling center and so forth. I became also involved in a lot of environmental issues. I worked at the Nebraska legislature
mm-hmm.
for a number of years. And then really from there opened up to this form of healing. And one of the first things that happened, I was then working, I had moved, and I was working in a small community, working with the gardens there and working with the children. And one of those children for whom I was a tutor,
mm-hmm.
this young girl, like so many children now, but this was even a little further back, but it's only continued to increase, was a child who had been very, shall we say, broken into lots of pieces.
Mm-hmm.
A very bad divorce where the parents fought over her, and so she had been in one home and then another. Then both parents moved, so that became four homes in the course of only a year.
Wow.
Not to mention all the emotional intensity of her being these parents fighting over her and wanting her to choose which one they love best, which you could imagine.
Oh,
and so,
awful.
So one of the things that was showing up as an outer symptom was dyslexia. So very, very, and not doing well in school.
Of course.
But what this was not a question simply of cognitive ability. This was a question that her emotions were so scattered, she couldn't really...
Damaged, think. Yeah.
And so that's how I first, although I had used the Bach flower essences for myself and had noticed some real results, it was wonderful to get an objective look at them and just see how beginning to use them for this young child,
right,
you just saw day after day, week after week, greater calm, despite the fact that nothing had really changed
right.
in the outer swirl of her life.
Right.
But she herself was able to consolidate. And as she did, her dyslexia simply went away. I mean, it was amazing. Within
what a great story.
She was reading at two levels above and asking to go to the library, whereas before that, books were just not even interesting to her. It was a struggle to read. And so that was my first real case that was just such a breakthrough. And I can tell you many others, but that's how I got
right.
started, so to say.
I gotcha. Amazing. It's and you know, we all have, I mean, I have so many of those stories, and that's why the essences are so great. But there still are quite a bit of people out there that really don't even know anything about the flower essences. So I'd love you to explain them to us, please.
Yes. So this work began in the 1930s with Dr. Edward Bach, who lived in England, who was a medical doctor, quite an accomplished one. He had worked during World War I with the soldiers returning from the battlefield and recognizing what we now call post-traumatic stress. Mm-hmm. It was called shell shock then, and it was a rather a new phenomena to see that even though soldiers could be treated for all of the obvious wounds that they had, there was still this, you know, this stress and this emotional component that just wasn't getting well. And so this was something that Dr. Bach became sensitized to. He went on from that to work in the field of homeopathy, which was a frontier. But let's not forget that homeopathy is well respected in England. The royal family has an official homeopath. So it's a very, you know, it's not, It's a
interesting
field.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's a progressive field, very, very respected in England. And so anyway, he then became, again, published. He had an office on Harley Street, which is sort of a way of saying a very well-established, very, you know, secure
in London.
Position.
In London,
and,
yes.
Yeah, in London.
Yes, 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 yeah.
He left all of that. In the 1930s, can you imagine if you put yourself in that situation, you have a position of prestige, you leave and give away everything, because his question was, there's still something further that needs to be answered with regard to the human soul and with regard to healing. So he returned back to the Welsh countryside to work pro bono with poor people in villages, and meanwhile he would just walk the fields and search for remedies that would meet some of the emotional conditions that he saw. And so that's how the original, what are called the Bach flower essences, the flower essences, Dr. Bach, 38 of them, were developed. And then that work, he died, and that work now has continued. We in the Flower Essence Society, which is an international collegium of people, have developed further remedies that meet modern conditions. But basically, what the gist of this kind of healing is that one works in a very elemental way to prepare these remedies at the exact moment of blossoming with the four elements in confluence, earth, air, fire, water, in such a way that we really capture the most subtle levels of these flower essences so they can work into this realm of what we call the mental-emotional field of the human being. And that's why they have such an extraordinary ability. And yet again, they're not psychiatric drugs.
Right.
They work in a very safe and very harmonious way into these more subtle levels of the person.
So they're collected. How did he come about, you know, finding, you know, gentian and aspen and all those things? Was it just an intuitive hit he had on those flowers?
It was the synchronicity or the compatibility of, first of all, asking a healing question, because he was involved with many, many people in the villages. And so gentian, for example, is one where you feel that there's a setback in life and it becomes
right.
a source of depression. You feel you can't go on because it's just one more defeat. And so when he would encounter, for instance, a client, somebody in the villages that had that kind of condition, what he did is he held that question in his soul.
Right.
And then he would walk the fields.
Yes.
And of course, he also had sensitivity. Let's not, we can't discount that. But it was a matter of being sensitive to the suffering of a particular human being or several human beings, and then also being sensitive to the plants. And through that kind of resonance, he would know, or he would come back with a remedy and say, take this, and then he would see the positive result. And so that's how the original remedies were developed.
Fabulous.
And
so
how they're
great.
Still developed to this day is that it's a matter of asking a healing question and feeling the compassion for people who are suffering and then being able to go into nature and find what would answer that. A very
right.
different way than our modern scientific way that is
yes.
testing rats in a laboratory.
Yes. Oh,
you know,
absolutely.
Very, very different model of how we know what is illness and how we also find what is wellness.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've, you know, always believed that the stress in our lives comes out in illness, sickness. We get hurt, we bruise, we don't feel good. And that's why I love working with the essences, because they're getting at the root of the problem. And we all have layers and layers and layers of these issues. And I see the flower essences as just peeling away at those layers as you would an onion, if you will.
Exactly. And of course, they're compatible with the things that modern science has developed. For instance, I always say, just to reassure people that I'm not off on a tangent that's unrelatable, if you were in a car accident, of course, the first thing you want is modern medicine. You want your bones healed. You want your wounds sewed up. So there's a real role for modern medicine, but what we don't find that modern medicine addresses is these levels of mental and emotional wellness in a safe way. Psychiatric drugs are really only designed to deal with the symptoms. It would be like if we're driving a car and a red light comes on. So what we do is make sure the red light doesn't come on anymore, rather than seeing, okay, why is this red light on? The oil needs to be changed. So the flower essences allow us to ask deeper questions. What am I doing in my life that has perhaps led me to this place?
Interesting, yes. Interesting. You know, going back to the car accident, years and years ago when I lived upstate, I was driving down Route 9 and a deer ran in front of my car, and immediately I went into my bag and took out my bottle of Five Flower and took that. And because my heart started to palpitate, obviously.
Yes.
And right after taking that, I calmed. And it's remarkable. It's so wonderful and comforting to always have that. I mean, I carry that with me, you know, religiously every day.
Well, five flower is the premier remedy that I recommend if you have listeners who are absolutely new to this.
Yes.
It's the one that they should have in the medicine cabinet, in the car, in their
absolutely.
Purse.
Yes.
Because just for an example, I was once in a restaurant and a woman went into major seizures in the restaurant.
Wow.
And I was able, and there what I do, because of course legally we can't put things in people's mouths without, you know, possibly being sued.
Right.
Although this would have been very safe to put in her mouth.
Totally, yeah.
But what I do then in a situation like that is I will put it on the pulse points. Of course, I got permission from the family members that were there.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, they had already called 911, and I said, perhaps this will help. This is a remedy that will calm. And they were just blown away. They became big believers in flower essence because this person did suffer from seizures and was on Dilantin and other sorts of drugs.
Wow.
But they saw that just with putting this on the pulse point within
mm-hmm.
a minute, things started calming down. By the time 911 came, everything was under control again for this individual. And, you know, so I would say, you know, as moms, if we have, you never know when a child's going to run into something and knock out their teeth or whatever. I mean, you just need, this is such a calming thing. Even if
yes.
you've got to go to the emergency room and sew up some stitches, just to be able to calm, to go to the dentist, you know, students taking exams. It just is such a universal remedy for stabilizing.
Absolutely. For anything, I recommend it to everybody to have a bottle in their medicine cabinet. You know, on their nightstand and always on them, because even if it's something that, you know, that you see that upsets you, anything that, you know, makes your heart palpitate, you know, it's a beautiful, beautiful calm. It really is.
It's really great.
And
the thing about it is it's very different than taking, for instance, an anti-anxiety
of course.
Remedy, a psychiatric remedy that has so many side effects.
Of course.
The way that these flower essences work is so gentle and so harmonious. So we can safely give them to animals, to children, to
mm-hmm.
elderly.
I put them in my plants when I repot a plant.
Exactly. Yes, I do that too. People
yep.
always ask me, why do your flower arrangements last longer than mine do? And
yep,
because
they got the flower essences.
Yes.
And you know, you know what I love? I also love the spray bottles because
yes.
you can spray it into your environment. And I also love putting the essences in a bath. It's so
yes.
wonderful that they
yep.
work on so many different levels because they're working with energy. Is that correct?
Exactly. And, you know, skin is our largest organ of receptivity. So baths are perfect or any other topical applications. And, yes, they're working energetically to stabilize, to harmonize, to just bring us to that place where we breathe a little bit deeper and feel a little bit calmer and more in control of
yes.
our lives.
Yes. And there are so many, you know, I'm picturing all the people that are listening out there, and they're, you know, of course, I think everybody's going to go out and get some five flower. However, there are 38 essences, and people are probably saying, well, you know, geez, after reviewing them, I think everybody says, you know what, I could use all 38. So
yeah,
what
well, there. And let me just tell you quickly, there
mm-hmm.
are 38 original remedies from Dr. Bach.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, keeping in mind, this is 2013, that
I
was
know.
1930. As you can imagine, there are many issues now in modern society that were not so prominent then.
Yes, yes.
And so we have, in the Flower Essence Society, FES, developed a whole line of remedies called the FES Quintessentials that deal also with many, many important issues.
Yeah.
And we've developed formulas such as Fearless.
I love those. I can't. I was going to talk about those next because those are fabulous. And the Active 8.
Yes.
They're They're
Isn't that
just incredible.
Glorious? For you're involved in the organization business, and
yes.
I love to give Activate
I
for
love
people
Activate.
To get a hold of their environments and their circumstances and their householding. You know, just that ability to move from step A to B to C, the Activate just helps us to get that kind of focus and clarity and manifestation in our lives.
I love it. And I love, like I said, the spray. I love the spray. I love the little hint of cayenne from it. The
yes.
taste of it. They're delicious. First of all, I do think the essences are wonderful, the 38. And I do think that people that are interested should research them and pick out, you know, 5 or 7 essences. Don't you agree that they could start
it's,
with if they just want to start with that?
It's very user-friendly. You know, you can just, you can go online to our website, www.fesflowers.com, www.fesflowers.com, and you can right away just be able to scroll through and get lots of user-friendly ideas, and there is literature. You can go to your local health food stores.
Yeah.
Nearly everyone has literature, and you can put the bottles in your hands. But a great way to start are the Flourish line of formulas, because they're so foundational and really able to kind of get at the most basic things people are looking
for. I gotcha. Okay, that's great. I was thinking the other way, but all right, because I got several of these, and like I said, the Activate is fabulous, and I love that they have so many things in them, and they, you know, it's like they cover like an array of stuff. It's just not one issue.
Well, yes, the Flourish formulas were developed, and you also notice that they have just a little bit a hint of essential oils. They're a synergy product
mm-hmm.
that is able to bridge, because a lot of us, we still want to check things out with our senses.
Mm-hmm.
So we carefully develop those so that we can feel a little bit of that physical bridge that then goes into the mental, emotional realms that are a little bit more mysterious for most people. They don't always feel those right away.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why there's just a hint of pure botanical essential oil in them, and each one is calibrated with just what is needed in that one. But let me tell you, for example, because I know you're based in New York, is
mm-hmm.
that right?
Yes, yes.
The Fearless Remedy was really born out of the 911 catastrophe.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. We do a lot of donation work all around the world, and
mm-hmm.
many of our remedies were then developed out of the, you know, listening to the needs of people in these horrific circumstances that can happen, such as earthquakes, such as natural disasters, such as man-made disasters, war, and so forth. But the Fearless came then, as well as another remedy called Grief Relief.
Yes, yes, yes.
These had actually, prototypes of them had been developed in other circumstances, but because of the tremendous need then,
mm-hmm.
We honed those remedies. They were used by practitioners with very good effect. And then they went out to the world since then in a more universal way.
Mm-hmm.
And we had no idea the degree to which they would be used even for everyday situations. We had not thought they would be used for more emergency
mm-hmm.
and natural disaster. But the truth is all of us operate now with these low levels of fear.
Yes, I agree.
In homeopathy, there's a term called a miasm, which
mm-hmm.
means kind of a collective condition that
mm-hmm.
humanity suffers from.
Right, and I call it mind clutter.
Yes,
and
one of those is fear. I think all of us, because of, you know, the Boston, what happened, for instance, in Boston with the bombing there, these kinds of random acts of violence, the kinds of things that are happening to our planet with climate change, where, you know, there are more floods, more erratic patterns of, you know, earthquakes, etc. And we feel this unease deep inside it. We feel this for our children is another part of it. You know, what is the future bringing? And so many, many people now walk around, even when they're not totally aware of it, with this bit of anxiety and fear that's just always there. And so the fearless has become an important remedy to just deal, for a lot of people, to just deal with this.
With this. And so in your, what I'm hearing, Patricia, is that fearless is similar to five flower. However, fearless is covering more of what's going on in today's world. So fearless actually would be more that we should probably work with the fearless, and, you know, it's more effective than the five flower.
Here's the thing. I use, they're both very effective.
Mm-hmm.
Five flower I use for the true immediate emergencies. I'm
okay.
going to the dentist. I just
right.
hurt myself. Somebody has been injured in a car accident. Somebody has a seizure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the really immediate panic and emergency situations.
Mm-hmm.
Fearless is, and you could use both in tandem, by the way, but fearless
okay.
is this more chronic, this term that we have, free floating anxiety. Very interesting term, but really that is where the fearless works. It's a kind of ubiquitous but chronic feeling of unease.
Okay, yes, okay.
And believe it or not, many people have it. Students have it.
Of course.
All the pressure of going
yes.
to school. So that's what that one works on. And but it can also be used in the immediate aftermath of a situation, but
right.
more so that, let's say that, for instance, we use it in earthquake-prone areas where there has been an earthquake and then there are these aftershocks, these kinds of things that you're not sleeping at night, for example, because you feel like you never know when the next bad thing is going to
right.
happen.
Right, right, the anticipation, yeah.
So
that keeps, you know, another one that I love, another flourish is the mindful.
I love the mindful.
That's
because I do a lot of work at my computer and could become easily addicted to coffee and other stimulants because always, you know, and I help a lot of people get off stimulants by taking mindful.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, but it can be used for many different things. But what
right.
it does is it brings this natural vibrancy of the mental field.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we can still have our cup of coffee in the morning or whatever
right.
we like. But
right.
for many people, they're too over. The adrenal glands are stressed and burnt out by the time.
Yes.
Now, I'm seeing clients that by their 30s have major adrenal stress problems. Just because we're so wired.
Mm-hmm.
And
how
you
do you see,
even go ahead.
Right. How do you know? Is there a test for people to test if their adrenal glands are just, you know?
Well, many people come to me have already been tested because
right.
there are all kinds of tests for cortisol.
I see. Okay.
And so forth. So I don't deal in that. I work
right,
in tandem with other professionals.
But
also people will bring me their medical records and say, yes, I'm being treated for adrenal stress. I have high cortisol levels or uneven cortisol levels. For instance, a lot of people who cannot sleep at night, it's because cortisol is suddenly running through their system at 2 a.m. in the morning.
Right. Would mindful be good for that when you...
What mindful is good for is that we want to wake up in the morning. See, what happens is all these rhythms get out of confluence. So we want to be awake in the morning, but then we want to work with the biorhythms to get to that place where we are truly tired. So I always say it's the wired and the tired have to work together.
Right.
Because
right.
if we then pump ourselves up with a lot of stimulants throughout the day, what happens is the body can't naturally be tired. So we have another remedy that we use.
Flora
also then balance, and that's Flora Sleep.
Yeah, Flora Sleep. You know, that's a great one too.
But a lot of people are so wound up that we have to use a series, a progression of remedies to help a little bit with this and with that. And then, of course, we'll also use single remedies, because very often behind all of this is a particular archetypal issue that each person has. You know, for instance, we have a remedy called, well, another one that I'll just mention that's a modern remedy, because in the Bach remedies, the father and the mother archetypes really aren't addressed directly, but they're so huge. So let's say that you have a father who felt that you were never good enough. You know, that maybe he wanted a different career for you, or didn't even want you to go to school, or whatever the issue. So we also use the remedies at these deeper levels. You know, we have remedies, the Mariposa Lily, to just deal with, you know, what was the mothering like for me? How am I as a mother? How was I mothered?
Right. Now, is that one, Patricia, is that one of the quintessentials?
Yes, it's one of the FPS quintessentials. Because these kinds of issues were not there in Dr. Bach's time.
Yes.
Remember, modern psychology was just coming. Dr. Carl Jung, who really was at the forefront of that, was just coming into his work. So we have, in our modern time, a much more developed understanding now of some of these, what I call archetypal issues in the soul. So a lot of the remedies also work with that. So while I'm working with somebody's stress and their outer symptoms, I'm also looking as a counselor for what are some of like the key core things that are driving this person in the first place, or that are what I call bleeding wounds. You know, that we never felt we got enough love, that we didn't feel secure in our family. We moved all around, for example, and never felt the stability of one place. So very often then we're going to use more single, more targeted remedies to get at some of those things, as we also work to unwind and balance out these stress levels of the person. So it's a marvelous therapy that has many, many levels of use.
Yes, absolutely. I totally agree. I know that since there are a lot of people that are listening out there, that this is all very new to. So I want you, if we could just explain a little bit how they can put the essences together. You know, they could use them directly from stock. We could mix them. What other kinds of things, just to make it easy. I think people are going to go to the, you know, the website and probably pick out a couple of essences, and then let's just explain to them how they could easily start to use them.
So the easiest is to get the spray bottles, because you don't have to mix anything. They're so hygienic to use. You already said this, but I'll just reemphasize that. And you can get the premixed formulas that are already calibrated to work really well, and we know from, you know, large numbers of population that they're very, you know, well received. So that's the one thing. And then the second is that you can buy stock bottles. We also do a blending service.
At
our website, you can call and just say, you know, mix me up a dosage bottle of this or that. You know, so we try to make it as user friendly for anybody coming into this. So we have that service, but then as well,
I love that.
Once you start looking these over, and we have a repertory that is really developed for people to be able to read that and see themselves in so many of these descriptions. It's written in such a way that many people say they're healed just reading the repertory.
Yes, and it's true. I agree with that. I absolutely agree with that. Now, as far as the flourish, you know, like let's say, excuse me, you know, we have you have a bottle of Active 8 and you have a bottle of maybe a Loom. You know, you're looking at this and you're saying, gee, I need some Mindful. Would people take all of those together, or should they just, you know, maybe get the Active 8 and work that for a month and then switch?
What I would say is the most important thing about energetic remedies is to separate them in time and place.
Okay.
So you can use more than one formula at a time, but I don't recommend them together, not usually.
Okay.
So let me give you an example. I already had mentioned this example, that I might give somebody mindful or activate in order to energize them and get them going in the day. But then when we're winding down at night, we're going to use Flora Sleep. Or we might also do a bath with something like Five Flower. We also have the oil remedies like Calendula Caress, you know, or Dandelion Dynamo.
You know, I've never used those. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're wonderful. They're oil-based flower essence remedies with the herbal component. So we have lots of things to get people involved in different ways. And so you could use then even two, even three different kinds of remedies, but I'm going to separate them out in some way.
Over the day.
Because what we want with flower essences,
mm-hmm.
It's called resonance, and resonance is actually a term in physics. It's not just a kind of new agey, sounds good thing.
Right.
I think we've all experienced it, like when you're going across a bandwidth for tuning into a radio, for example. There's a sweet spot. There's a spot where you're going to get the channel receiving well, and
mm-hmm.
otherwise it doesn't. That's called resonance. So what we want to do with flower essences is not overwhelm with so many different things that we don't get that clear channel of reception. So,
well put.
Yes. So that's, and of course that's exactly what you're doing in organizing people.
Yes.
Declutter and all is what creates this kind of harmony.
Mm-hmm.
And so we often think if we just keep using more and more and more, we're going to get better. But actually what we have to learn, just like cooks learn in a kitchen, is the art of using the one thing that's going to get work right now, and then maybe something, this is said, a little later, and then something next month, and so forth.
Yes.
So that, as you said the word layers, and it really is, that we're working with these layers to kind of release them. And so when we can start feeling that movement of energy, and we will feel it on our own. That we also self-educate ourselves through using remedies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
As you were mentioning, we can feel when we're in that kind of place where the remedy is speaking to us and we're starting to unfold into its message. And
yes,
think.
Absolutely. And you know, Patricia, I believe that before we could get to the emotional clutter and issues, we need to clear the clutter in our homes and our offices and our spaces. And that's what happens, you know, with a lot of my clients, that after clearing their external spaces, then they are ready to start clearing internally. And that's when I start working with the essences.
Couldn't agree more with you. I'm somebody who is a really big believer, have been all my life, in the clarity of environments. I wish I could show you my gardens here at Terraflora. You would see.
I'd love to see them. I mean, in the pictures, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Incredible.
But it's a matter of that our environments can nurture us or they can destroy us. And no matter where we live, we can create these places of serenity around us.
Absolutely.
As I know that you know this, but just, I agree so much. And you know, though, I've seen too, we can work in both sides of the equation, because I've seen too that when I start to calm people down, for instance, this little girl that I told you that I helped with dyslexia, the one thing that when I clued in, one of the remedies she needed right away was clematis, because she was so out of her body.
Right.
But one of the things that happened is she always had a very disorderly desk. It's as though she was just living, swimming in chaos.
Mm-hmm.
I actually did a home visit and saw that her bedroom was the same. It was so so unfortunate that her parents did not see that with this child moving so much, she needed to have calm in her bedroom.
Right.
Or sedation. But the thing is that as she began to be healed, she wanted to bring, she self-initiated that ordering around herself just because her own being saw that she could bring that kind of clarity. So it can work both ways, I think.
Absolutely. Yes, I hear
you. The environment helps us to be more focused.
Mm-hmm.
And as we become more coherent within ourselves, we seek greater coherence in what surrounds us.
Yes.
And think if we could start to apply this in our cities and in mm-hmm. our urban spaces and in our land use planning. You know, I often think if I could just put flower essences in all the... because one of the stresses, I think, of modern life is how much cacophony there is.
Yes.
You know, how much does not nourish us.
Mm-hmm.
It could nourish us. But we need
That's
to
true.
Start where we are, in our own homes, in our apartments.
Absolutely.
Even
and
our
own
desk at work.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, absolutely. The clearer, the more clutter that we get rid of in our lives emotionally and physically, you know, the better we are. It's just what it is. And the flower essences are just amazing. They're extremely subtle. You know, there are people out there that are saying, well, you know, how am I going to know that I'm shifting? So.
Yeah.
You know, because they are extremely subtle, and they do take about 4 weeks. And what would you say to somebody? They're saying, you know, I'm using them, but I can't even... A lot of people, they're so subtle, they don't really see the difference. And that's really why I always recommend that you at least work with somebody to help
yes.
you see the changes. Agree?
Yes. And that's another service we provide. We have an international network of practitioners.
Mm-hmm.
So you can also contact us, again, www.fesflowers.com.
Mm-hmm.
And we can get you referred to practitioners in your area. There are also lots of wonderful practitioners that work long distance.
Yes.
Because there's you asked a good question. Do we know that the remedies are working? Well, first of all, if we do not have resonant remedies, the fortunate thing, unlike pharmaceutical drugs, when you take a drug, you can also get a lot of side effects. What happens with remedies, like flower essences, when they don't work, they don't work. The body simply disregards them, and the mind.
Mm-hmm.
So we do need to get resonant remedies. And so if... sometimes we don't feel that a remedy is working, it's because actually it's not. But then the other question is that a remedy is going to work in layers, so a lot of times we don't feel it right away, but it's working. I also find remedies work in people's dreams, or they work in ways that we might not be identifying. And also... there's another phenomenon is that when we're feeling better, we forget that we didn't feel that well before.
I know that. Yes.
So when I yep. see clients, I always inventory them for their symptoms. Like, yes,
mm-hmm.
I'm not sleeping. I'm very irritable with my kids. I can't, you know, I'm rushing around. You know, I get all these symptoms because I want to know every symptom they've got. And they'll come back and they'll say, well, I don't know what happened. So then I'll query them and I'll say, well, are you fighting as much with your husband? Well, no, I guess
no.
actually the last couple of weeks have been pretty great.
Yes.
You know, how are you sleeping? Well, actually, you know, I'm sleeping pretty good. You know, mm-hmm. so one of the things, too, that happens is that when we feel good, we tend to just enjoy feeling good. We don't
of
necessarily
course.
Dwell on the fact that we didn't feel good.
Yes, yes.
So that is also something to just, you know, have this reflective ability, and that's something that a counselor can provide as well as selection is reflection.
Yes,
so,
it is really nice to work with somebody. It just makes it a little bit easier, and it's always nice to have somebody there to say, gee, don't you remember, you know, 4 weeks ago you were doing this, this, and this. And it really makes it easy, you know, for somebody
yes.
to see that, yes, that they are working. They are working.
Great. But those are some things that will be common. And but I also think, you know, whereas some remedies will take a while to work, I've had so many cases where the remedies work almost immediately. I mean, it's sort of shocking.
I think so. Yeah, totally. I think the Activate does.
Yes, well, just to give you a quick example, I had, for instance, and I've heard several stories like this over the years, where somebody's very dissatisfied in their job. They just can't stand it. And we give them something like Wild Oat. That's one of Dr. Bach's premier remedies. Mm-hmm. He always said, give, if nothing else, give either Holly or Wild Oat. Holly for the emotional congestion in the heart, and Wild Oat because so many of us don't know why we're here. We're not on purpose. We're not connected with our life destiny. We're doing the wrong thing in life. And so I've given Wild Oat, and people will report back that they got fired from their job a week later, and they did nothing differently.
Right.
But it's almost like it's a kick in the pants.
Yes,
you
it
know?
Was time to go.
It was time to go, and they're
yeah.
saying, you know, oh, my goodness.
Fabulous.
But then they realized that they were propelled. It's almost like their soul. And Carl Jung talks about this, that synchronicity is really nothing more than the soul being much more active in your life.
Mm-hmm.
So that these things seem to happen to you, but there are also things that your soul is sort of manifesting. And
absolutely.
So sometimes the remedies can work very fast, where we simply realize, I've got to change. It's time to hand in my resignation. And if I don't do that, interestingly enough, we might actually be asked to leave anyway. And then we see that while that seems tragic, it's actually a blessing because it puts us on that path of really being true to ourselves and finding the thing that we're meant to be doing in life. And that's, by the way, a huge component of healing in flower essence therapy, is to be on purpose, to feel that passion. It doesn't matter what we're doing in life. There's not a class basis for that. We could be doing the simplest thing.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen people downshift from really high-level lucrative jobs to things more simple, and they're happy. I've
yes.
seen people yes. who need to go back to school and become much more sophisticated.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I've seen that. I mean, for over 18 years, really, I've just seen so many changes. And in not only, you know, myself, my family, my friends, clients, the products are just spectacular, all of them. They're really great. And for all of those of you out there that are ready to start clearing some emotional clutter, I urge you to check out FES, Flora Essence Society. But Patricia, this was just so wonderful having you come here on the show. I am just overjoyed, really. Thank you, thank you.
Well, thank you, Meryl. And I have to say, the work you're doing, I love it. I love your website. And
oh, thank you.
If you ever meet me, you'll see that I'm a twin soul because I think that this idea of bringing beauty and clarity into our environments is so important.
It is. It really is. Who knows? Maybe we'll have to do some things together. I think we might be on to something.
Yeah, well, the flowers. Well, you know what? I mean, we set flowers in our environment to make it more beautiful, right?
Absolutely.
But we also need to set vases of flowers into our souls.
Absolutely. 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 So this was wonderful. And thank you so much for all the fabulous information. And I hope to keep in touch. And I'd love you to come back again.
Well, thank you, Meryl. It just went by in a snap.
I know.
But
so we
that's
will
what
do
happens
it again.
When you're having fun.
Absolutely. So thank you so, so much, Patricia. And have a fabulous day.
Okay. You too. Okay,
thank
bye.
You. Bye-bye. Wow, what a great show with just awesome, awesome information. So thank you all for being here. Thanks for joining us. I always try to talk about real issues and real people. So if you need to make a positive change in any aspect of your life, continue to tune in to Let's Get Organized with Meryl Starr. As always, I look forward to hearing from you via email or the phone. Love hearing the stories and thoughts. And of course, all of your questions are always welcome. As a reminder, home organizing and the personal organizing books are available as ebooks and can be downloaded from Amazon. They're filled with great, great information, so I urge you to do that. And also, for continued tips and ideas, please follow me on various social media platforms, Twitter or my Facebook fan page or LinkedIn. Anyway, thanks for tuning in. Keep listening as we tackle life situations and learn how to remove the clutter in every aspect of our lives. Until next time, keep it simple.